Lewis, I don't like.
That's a taller order.
Oh, Lewis, I don't like.
With your permission.
Says the Gemara, says Halacha in the Rambam, Bechol Dor Vador, every generation, Chayav Adam, a person obligated, Lirot et Atzmo, to see himself, Kilu Hu Yatza Memitzrayim. Simple explanation, what the Gemara means, the person has to see himself coming out of Egypt. Easy to say, impossible to do it. Because really, how can a person feel, tell somebody, feel you came out of the Holocaust? Can you imagine what the Holocaust was? Yes. You can read some books, some history, even some movies. But you sit down at Leila Seder, and the first Holocaust was in Egypt. The Egyptians took us, our children, threw them into the Nile, put them in the walls, slaughtered them, jacuzzi in blood, parodied. How could you imagine, if that's the explanation, what the Gemara means with Halacha and the Rambam, that you have to see yourself, sit down, Baruch Hashem, your house, a nice table, family, everything, rest, nice things, and I'm coming out of Egypt. Can you imagine how far forefathers they came out of Egypt, how they looked like? The Gemara said they came to Har Sinai. People came without legs, without hands, blind, couldn't speak, deaf from this hard labor. The description how they came out, the Gemara said, they're all depressed, hungry, no food. Some of the pictures we ever saw, people came out of the Holocaust, out of Auschwitz, out of the war. So you see down the Leila Seder, comes the Gemara, and the Rambam, Halacha, and the Shulchan Aruch, listen, that's what you have to do. The whole Dova, the generation, you have to see you coming out of Egypt. Really, what does it mean? Who are you kidding? You close your eyes, and you imagine that I'm here in Egypt now, and I'm working in the construction over there, and I don't have my wife with me, and I don't have my children with me, and this is going for 86 years of hard slavery, the Gemara says. We're all together 210 years in Egypt. But really 86 years is very, very hard for us. So, now you're coming out of Egypt, and after Pesach, sit on the table. So Hashem said, it's not a mitzvah, it's chayav. The language of the Gemara is not yeshud, it's a mitzvah, it's obligation. Chayav, it's impossible. It's just impossible. If that's the explanation of that sentence, it's impossible. Then comes the Mishnah, comes the Gemara, and Halacha again, Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Gamliel said, President of Am Israel, Kol Shalamav Shlosha Dvarim LePesach Lasset Dechobato. Says, you read the Haggadah, and this paragraph you missed. You missed a paragraph. You missed a paragraph. It's not a big deal. You come to Beit HaKnesset, you hear the Torah, and you have to go outside. You have to go outside. Anything you know to miss is Megillat Esther. Rabbi Gamliel says, listen, you have one paragraph you must say. And if you didn't say this paragraph, lo yatzei dechovato, he did not fulfill the obligation. What do you mean, not fulfill the obligation? Some of the Chachamim say, he did not fulfill the obligation means he did not do the Haggadah. He did not do the Haggadah of Pesach. It means it's a mitzvah. Of Leila Seder, we have few mitzvot. The Gaon Mivilna says we have 60 mitzvot on Leila Seder. 60. That's how important this night. There's no other night, or no other day on the Jewish calendar that the person is going to do 60 mitzvot. Of course, you can generate mitzvot, but there's an obligation to do mitzvot. The night of Pesach, you have 60 mitzvot, says the Gaon Mivilna. So one of the mitzvot is Asher, Vigata Levincha Bayom Ahu, it's not the Haggadah, this is called Haggadah. Haggadah means that you have to tell your child, This is the mitzvah, Zachorotem, the Shetzim Mitzrayim, the mitzvah to talk about it, that's the way it says in the Rambam, it says in the Gemara, that the night of Pesach, the mitzvah of Haggadah Shel Pesach, the mitzvah. The Rambam writes in his commentary, that you have to speak about this until you fall asleep. Because it's not a set time to go to sleep on the night of Pesach. One of the Chachamim said, people, you know, have a custom to stay up at night on Shavuot or Shana Rabbah. Says, this is a custom. But the night of Pesach, the Rambam says, it's a mitzvah. He says, you don't go to sleep, you fall asleep. He says, the Rambam, you don't sit down. Then I said, it's 2 o'clock, I have to go to sleep. No. He says, the Rambam, no, you sit on the chair, you fall asleep, then you go to bed, if you want to go to bed. It's a mitzvah the whole night, this is the Haggadah starts. The Chachamim used to sit down and talk about it's Yat Mitzrayim Kol HaLayla. It's a mitzvah. Kol HaMarbeh LeSafer B'Yetziat Mitzrayim Harei Zeh Mishubach. So the more you talk, the more you stay up the night of Pesach, Harei Zeh Mishubach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves it. You're being praised. It's something that you don't find this kind of statement in almost any other mitzvah. It doesn't say any other mitzvah. If you take more lulav, you're Mishubach. Even though the Gemara says in Yerushalayim, people used to walk with the lulav the whole day until the night. There's no other mitzvah that you getting praised so much only by sitting down and saying the Haggadah. Says the Rabban Gamliel, listen, with all the respect, you said the whole night, you said the whole thing, you said, you read and you spoke and you said the Torah, and you're busy the whole night. If you miss this paragraph, what I'm going to tell you, said Rabban Gamliel, you did not do nothing. This is the easy opinion, this is the light opinion. And the Chachamim said, no, it means even further. Not only did not do the mitzvah of Haggadah Shel Pesach, means he didn't speak the whole night. I did, but we did. I says, forget about it. If you did, you didn't. So the Rishonim, it means he did not fulfill the mitzvah. What does it mean? It means, Baruch Hashem, Matzot, Baruch Hashem, if you want to spread Matzah, $35 a pound. Can you imagine? Come home, tell your wife, listen, every Matzah that I eat is $7. It's expensive, you know. It's Pesach. As Zohar said, that you have to be very careful what you put in your mouth. The Zohar says that if a person is very careful for Pesach, but very careful, he will not do sin, any sin, from that Pesach to the next Pesach. That's a powerful thing. You have the matzah. You will say, Baruch Hashem, the best matzah in the world, best hechsher. You ate it. Says Rabbi Gamliel, listen. Before you ate the matzah, if you did not say this paragraph, if I'm going to tell you something, Gamliel, you didn't eat the matzah. Forget about it. You didn't do the matzah. You said the bracha. Al-Achilat matzah. You said, I'm starving, it's al-Achilat matzah. You said, I'm making a mitzvah matzah. I said, you didn't do mitzvah. I said, what do you mean? You forgot to say the paragraph before. Before you washed your hands in the text. If you don't say this text, say the Rishonim, you did not fulfill the mitzvah. He said, you have to go to the bathroom, you forgot, you know, turn the page. Doesn't matter. Means nothing. There's no excuse. He had maror. He said, bracha l'achilat maror, mitzvah l'achilat maror. He said, bracha l'achilat maror. I said, you didn't say the text before you ate the maror, it means before you washed your hands for the meal, you did not eat the maror. You said the bracha for nothing, you did not fulfill the mitzvah. So how far it goes? He says, yeah. When he says, yes, I know it, it's our heritage. Kol shelo amar tesvarim lepesach, lo yaseh lechovato. He says, for sure he did not do the Haggadah. Someone shouldn't forget about the Haggadah. You did not do the mitzvah. You ate the matzah for nothing. You ate matzah. Yeah, but you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of the matzah. Hashem wants you to accomplish something by chewing on the matzah. It's very, very strange. The only time that really we have to eat from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the night of Pesach. It doesn't say ever in the Torah that you must eat. It doesn't say it. Even Shabbat, Allah says you don't have to eat. That's if you're on a diet, or you're not hungry, or maybe you don't like the food. There's no mitzvah to eat it. On Shabbat, the mitzvah is, doesn't say in the Torah anyway that you have to eat on Shabbat. But even but the people say that Allah says that on Shabbat it's, you have to eat 3 meals. Yeah. Chachamim said, yeah, there is a hint in the Torah that you should have 3 meals. But Allah says it's only because if you enjoy the food. But let's say the reason you don't want to eat, you don't diet. You don't have to. You don't have to. The purpose of eating on Shabbat is to have pleasure, not to eat. If the food is not going to give you pleasure, you don't like it, you're not hungry, you're not up to it, you don't have to eat. The only time you have to eat, the only time, is the night of Pesach. Ba'erev tochlu matzot. The night of Pesach, Bless Hashem said, you have to have a piece of matzah. You have to have 27 grams of matzah. He did it, finished. You don't have to eat anything. Then, of course, you have to eat the marrow, and you have the time of the Mikdash. You have to eat a piece of meat from the sacrifice of Pesach. Other than that, he can't find the Torah. Yes, Torah says, yes, we bring sacrifices, so it's a mitzvah to eat from the sacrifice. But other than the sacrifices, you don't have to. Sacrifice of the Mikdash. The sacrifice, you bring it to the Mikdash, it's a mitzvah to eat from the sacrifice. And at home, to sit down at home and eat, it's only the light of Pesach. So, Gamliel, listen, very nice, but you should know, I'm telling you why. Prior to going to eat, you have to say this paragraph. And what do you say? So the Mishnah says, Halacha and Rama. Pesach shayu ochlim avotenu al shuma. I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked us in the Bet HaMikdash to bring a sheep or go to Bet HaMikdash. And you must have a small piece of meat together with matzah and maror. It's the ash al matzot ha'maorim yochlu. You can roast it, you can cook it, you can put any spices on it. Just eat it. Just roast it. So that's how the paragraph reads. Pesach shayu ochlim avotenu al shuma. The Pesach that our forefathers used to eat in the Mikdash. Why? Why? What do you mean why? Why? It says in the Torah to eat it. And it says in the Torah a lot of sentences about it. But if you read the Agadah, Baal Agadah, we wrote the Agadah, we don't know who wrote the Agadah, we don't know who gave it to us. Assumptions. Some people say Eliyahu Navi, maybe. They don't even know when the whole thing started. Who put it together? Who said what we have to say? So the one that delivered the Agadah to us, he says, you know why you have to have Korban Pesach? Why our father used to Korban Pesach? I'll tell you why. Because it says in the Torah, this sentence, Moshe came on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, was yesterday, and gave us a speech. That's what we read, Parashat HaChodesh, on Shabbat in the second Torah they took out. And in that paragraph, towards the end of the paragraph, supposed to be in Chicago.
I came back.
Oh, Rochaba. I thought you're a ghost. You know what the Gemara says? It's off the record. The Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda Anasi had teeth ache for 17 years. 17 years teeth ache. The Gemara says one time he went to a slaughterhouse and a bull came months towards him and put his head under his jacket. Rabbi Nasi said, you know, go. You were here because you have to be slaughtered. The Gemara says, you have no mercy on the bull. It's a secret in Kabbalah. So Rabbi Nasi, his name was Yehuda. And the bull represent Yosef. That's what it means, really. Gemara says, never praise Yehuda. Because Yehuda is responsible for exile, even Egypt, everything. Because Yehuda sold Yosef. Gemara says, if you praise Yehuda, you are cursing him. Don't even talk about him. It was the guy's name is Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. He said nobody should name his son Yehuda because of it. I have a son Yehuda. Don't worry. But Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the Gemara says, I have to talk a little bit more because last week I didn't come.
They all wanted like that.
I know. So I'm sorry. I got stuck across banks. So the Gemara says just on the surface that the bull ran and put his head under his jacket. I know, you go to a slaughterhouse, if you see a bull running, you run away. So the bull came, the Gemara says, the Gemara put his head under the jacket of Yehuda Nasi. And he told him, listen, go. The Gemara said, oh, go. 17 years of suffering. Suffering, 17 years, teeth ache. The Gemara said, every lady gave birth like a chicken. Nobody had any aches, pain, 17 years. Can you imagine? The Gemara says he took the pain of all of his life. And all the wisdom wasn't there, you know. Not to come to Englewood, he would have a good dentist, but, you know, he didn't have a good dentist. 17 years. As I said before, the secret is because a bull, the whole Shoah Darlo, Yosef is represented bull, his name was Yehuda. So it was a test for him. He failed the test, the Gemara said. The Gemara said one day, he was very rich, the Gemara said, and he saw his maid running after a mouse to kill a mouse with a bat. And he told the maid, don't do it. The Gemara said, you have mercy on the mouse. 17 years ago, he told the bull, go. The Gemara said, so the ache will go away. Says the Gemara Yerushalmi. That's a Bavli old Gemara. The Gemara Yerushalmi was written in Eretz Israel by Rabbi Yochanan. He writes, I tell you how the thing stopped all of a sudden. What do you mean? He didn't get up in the morning and everything was okay? No. The Gemara said, I tell you what happened. We don't see, that's the one who wrote the Mishnayot we're talking about. He came inside to say a lecture, and he said, I smell garlic. I'm very sensitive to garlic. In America, it's called allergy. You know, they have allergy for peanuts, allergy for nuts. He said, yeah, I have allergy for garlic. I can't smell garlic. Who is having garlic here? So Rabbi Chia, was one of the biggest. The Gemara said, one of the biggest we have ahead. Could have brought Mashiach in a second, the Gemara says. Eliyahu Navi said that this guy, Rabbi Chia, was the greatest. Eliyahu Navi said if he would pray together with his two children, Chizkiya and Yehuda, together, Mashiach would come immediately. And they started to go to pray together. The Gemara said the wind came and threw them away because it wasn't the time for Mashiach. He was such a great person. This was his greatness. The greatness is not a scholar. The greatness is the habits, the midot. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi says, I can't say a lecture. I'm sensitive. I'm allergic to garlic. So Rabbi Chia stood up. He said, I'm sorry. I had garlic. I'm sorry. He went outside. Says the Gemara, he never had garlic. Or somebody else. He took the blame. Says the Gemara, that's the biggest thing, you take a blame. Gemara said, in Gan Eden, the people that sit the highest in Gan Eden, the people took blame. Papus Julius says the Gemara. It's all story in the Gemara. You can blame for something you didn't do. So he went outside. The next day, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi's son, meets Rabbi Chia, says, listen, you don't know? My father cannot take the smell of garlic. He's allergic to garlic. What did you do? I said, I'm sorry. What do you want from me? I'm sorry. Yeah, this discussion was over. The next morning, in the afternoon, there's a lecture again. Rabbi Chia comes to the lecture. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi sees him and says, oh, thank you very much. Rabbi Chia said, como esta? Que pasa? How do you feel? I says, great. What about your teeth? You know, yesterday, after you went outside, and I met you later, and you put your hand on my beard like this, and the ache flew. Rabbi Chia said, me? I will put my hand on you like this. I'm a student. I met you a student. Never met you. He says, Gemara, Eliyahu Navi got dressed like Rabbi Chia. It's another person, he looks like you. He says, another Balu, are you in Chicago? It's not another Balu. I am. Think it's him, it's not him. He says, Gemara, it's in the Yerushalmi. You see a person, he says, hello, how are you? Take his hand, put your hand. It's not him. It's not him. It's Eliyahu Navi. Not him. The Gemara, look. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, now you understand the whole connection. Because Rabbi Chia took the blame upon himself. And at the same time, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi told his maid not to kill the mouse. And says, Eliyahu Navi came, and he's going to heal Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. And he says, this guy healed you. He says, the guy just screamed at him. He says, why did you eat garlic? He didn't answer. This is now I'm going to heal you. So this is the chut of this Rabbi Chia. So that's why I thought, he told me he's in Chicago. That's all story. I said, now he's here. I thought he's not him. I thought it's Eliyahu Navi. So he comes Baal HaGadah and tells us the following. He says, the sentence that why our fathers ate piece of the sacrifice. Why? Baal HaGadah, he writes like this. says the Torah that we quote in the Haggadah, but we read on Shabbat that ki shalcha bincha lemor if someone will ask you, what is this thing that you take a sheep and you slaughter it and you eat it? Amartem, you say, Zevach Pesach Ul Hashem, this is Pesach. This is the Pesach. This is the name of the sacrifice, is Pesach. The name of the holiday is Pesach. This is why? Asher Pesach Hashem, al batei bnei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, v'nogfo et Mitzrayim v'vateinu yitzil. V'ekodam v'eshtachavu. So the Gemara says like this. The son will ask, when it's not a good son, the Gemara says, he says, what, Papa, what do you do? He says, I tell you what. You know what happened in Egypt? I tell you what happened in Egypt. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that we should stay in the house, lock the door, slaughter the sheep, take the blood, smear it on the post of the doors, stay inside. Don't go until the morning. Because if you go until the morning, the elderly might die. Why it's called Makat Bechorot? It's a plague of Bechorot. Hashem is going to kill all the elderly ones in Egypt. And if you go outside, if you're the oldest in the family, you're going to die. So Hashem, that's when we read the text of it. Hashem skipped on the houses. Pesach means either skipping or have had mercy. Hamal. Some of these guys go, what's Pesach all about? What's Pesach? Pesach means, the Gemara says two explanations. Either skipping, that Hashem skipped on the houses of the Jews in Egypt, did not kill the elderly, or Hashem had mercy on the elderly since they were sitting in the house. Torah says, Hashem said, don't go outside, you might die. Yeah. So if somebody asks you, what is Pesach all about? So Rabban Gamliel said, listen, if you don't say that statement now, it means you did not fulfill the Haggadah, you did not fulfill in terms of the Hamikdash. The reason why you're going to have Korban Pesach. It's a very sensitive subject. You know, people think nothing can happen. Gemara said in Sukkah that Beit HaMikdash can come down from Shamayim. The Zohar said we should pray like this. Yatzov, Shetivne Beit HaMikdash Pem Ravenu. Not Sheibane. That Hashem should build it. The Gemara said, on the day of Pesach, Beit HaMikdash can come down. No Mashiach, no Leonavi. That's how the Gemara says, "B'nisan igalu." Said the Migael that you expect redemption on Nisan. Is the Maorim in redemption? Not Mashiach. Mashiach, yeah, Mashiach. But the Tamid Hashem come down. It's the Gemara. You have to know what to do. If Mashiach is going to come down tomorrow, comes Pesach, says, "I'm going to need no." Raise a sheep, take a sheep, and then bring it to the Tamid Hashem, slaughter it, roast it. He says, "Listen, before you eat it, you have to know what you're doing." So what I'm doing? I said, "It's called Korban Pesach." What is Pesach? Pesach means like this. That Hashem skipped on the houses in Egypt. He said, okay, fine. Yeah. Somebody will ask us, what is a bigger miracle? Says that Hashem skipped on the houses. Less chas shalom assume Hashem would not have skipped. So how many people do you think would have died? How many people? So comes the Torah and tells the Sefer Bamidbar, look, Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to replace the elderly with the Levim, Mr. Levi. Okay? So the Torah gives a count. Somebody is going to ask you, listen, how many Bechorot were there in the desert? How many? It's a count. Not even 10,000. Not even 10,000. The Levim, the Torah tells you the numbers. It's Parashat Nazor. The Torah tells you how many Levim are here, how many Levim, and it tells Moshe that everybody has to give Chamisha Shkalim. The Torah gives you numbers and to figure out how many Levim were there. So what do you guys know how many Levim? The Levim are coming to replace the elderly because before the golden calf, the Kohanim, the Levim really, they were the elderly. Since they participated in the golden calf, Hashem said, I'm going to replace you. I said, who's the replacement? The Levim, Mila Hashem Elai, Moshe came from Shamayim. He said, who belongs to Hashem? Shevet Levi came. He said, how many of you? How many? Less than 10,000. Okay, so how many? So the Torah says, okay, now Hashem wants to do a procedure to replace the elderly. So every Levi is against one Bechor. So the Torah says it's about less than 10,000. It says 8,000 and change or something. Okay, so. So now you go back to Egypt. Let Chas v'Shalom assume that Hashem would not pass on the Jews, and the elderly will die. It's 10,000, 20,000, 30,000. Okay, let's take a big number. Okay, in 7 days later, 6 days later, Shvi Shel Pesach. We're in front of Yom Suf. The Egyptians are behind us. And Hashem is going to split Yom Suf. We're talking about 10 million Jews, babies, all the orphans of the ones that died in Makat Choshech, ladies, hundreds of thousands, millions of ladies. So which one is a big America? Which one is a big America? And Hashem said, let's say 30, let's say 50,000 elderly. So Pesach, Pesach. And what is the holiday? You ask me? I will call it Yom Suf. Okay. I will call it Pesach. Pesach is a small thing against Kirat Yom Suf. It's nothing. Just the elderly. It's Hashem skipped on the houses. 2.4 million Jews die in Makat Choshech. 2.4 million Jews. 2.4. So Hashem skipped what? On 30,000 people? That's what you have to have in mind, Pesach. Pesach, Hashem skipped on the houses. Who would have died? Only the elderly would die. It's called Makat Bechorot. That's what you have to need Bechorot before Pesach. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to need Bechorot. Why you have the day before Pesach, I need Bechorot, or is Bechorot? Why Bechorot? Hashem would have killed them. No, Hashem would not. Hashem would kill the Bechorot only. It's a big deal. Baruch Hashem, Hashem didn't kill them. Baruch Hashem, Hashem didn't kill them. It's okay. It's a little bit deeper because the Bechorot is supposed to be the Kohanim. But again, Hashem couldn't replace. If they would have died, Hashem would replace the Levim that time. By the way, the Levim were much more qualified than the Bechorot. Maharaj said the Bechorot had no Brit Milah in Egypt. The Levim had Brit Milah in Egypt. The Levim used to learn Torah in Egypt. Brit Chaim Soru. The Torah says the Bechorot didn't know nothing. I said again, but to name the holiday, to name the sacrifice, to say this is what it is. You have to know. It's not, if you didn't have this in mind, didn't do. Very strange. Then you have to hold the Shulchan Aruch said you have to hold the matzah in your right hand and say matzah zu. Pesach is we don't have, so we say Pesach she ochlim avoteinu, our father's history. Matzah you have to have in your hand. You say matzah zu shenachnu ochlim, why you have matzah on Pesach? Have no matzah on Pesach. I says listen, don't think you have matzah on Pesach because we ate matzah in Egypt. Even though the little says Sat halach ma'anya dechalav otana ve'ad Mitzrayim, he says no, that's not the reason. So I mean, if you thought that you can have matzah on Elul Seder because we ate matzah in Egypt in the sandwich together with the sacrifice of Pesach, then this would make sense. I said, tonight is the night of Pesach. Tonight is the night we should have had the meat, a piece of meat of the sheep together with the matzah and the marrow. So I think I'll do the same thing tonight. He says, no, you're not doing it the same thing tonight. No, you're not doing it. So we did it in Egypt. In Egypt, yes, you did it. But after Egypt, what your kavanah? In the time of Kiddush, we had a piece of matzah together with a piece of meat. What's the kavanah? He says, because I ate it in Egypt? No. Say something else. Says Baragada, the text. Text reads like this. It's a Mishnah. What the text reads? Hashem shelo echmitz betzekam shel avotenu lachmitz. It says, while we went out of Egypt, it means in the morning. In the morning. Not what we ate at night. In the morning we left Egypt. And we took the leftover dough. So it means like this. On the 14th of Nisan, we took flour, we mixed it with water, we made dough. Then we baked matzah. And then we ate the matzah together with marrow in Egypt, together with a piece of meat. Fine. Then we had leftover dough. And when we came out of Egypt in the morning, means after the last Seder, in the morning, Pesach in the morning, we took the leftover dough with us. That leftover dough, we took it on our shoulders, and the sun baked it first, fast. What it means like this, when you mix flour with water, if you ever went to a bakery, up to 18 minutes, it doesn't become chametz. It means it doesn't rise. It doesn't have chametz. Comes the word from chamutz. Sour. If you have a good taste, you can work for a wine company. You have a good taste. It's a very, very good job. If you ever thought about it, how come the Tropicana always tastes the same? Not the same it used to 40 years ago. But tastes tomorrow. There's more water, more things inside. How come it tastes all the Tropicana the same? What do you think it says? It's all the oranges taste the same. You go to a supermarket and you buy this orange taste. If you have a good taste, you know, this tastes like this, this tastes like this. What's the secret behind it? We have a guy called a taster over there. A taster. And in any place they make wine. And they taste it, and they say, no. Put more falafel inside, more hummus inside, more this, and it goes, very good. Chametz, if you have a good taste, and you mix flour with water, up to 18 minutes, it tastes one way, one taste. After 18 minutes, it tastes different. What is the taste? It's called chametz. Chametz comes from the word chamut. It's a little bit sour. In a second. This chametz is on the hair. After 18 minutes is matzah. After 18 minutes is chametz. Here comes the Gemara, comes the Torah, and tells them, look what happened. We came out of Egypt, they took the leftover dough. At least we made the dough on the 14th. We left on the 15th. The dough that we took never became chametz. Hashem made a miracle. Hashem made a miracle. And that's why you have to matzah. He says, if you had any other reason why you ate matzah, and let us say that, you did not fulfill the Haggadah, you did not fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. You ate, you didn't chametz, but you didn't the mitzvah. Asher shtem mitzvah tzvanu al achilat matzah, you say bracha. You have to know that when this will come, there's a mitzvah to say bracha on everything that you eat in Beit HaMikdash. You slaughter the sheep, and you have to say bracha. Shtem mitzvah tzvanu al achilat Pesach. If you eat any sacrifice, it's al achilat HaZevach. It's halachot in the Rambam. So it doesn't say Shulchan Aruch because Shulchan Aruch only wrote halachot. What have to do with us now? But if Beit HaMikdash will come, we believe in Mashiach, you know what to do. You come over there, I don't know what we're doing. What are we doing? I said, listen, this is the Pesach. You have to say special bracha. I said bracha. I said Amotzi. No, it doesn't have Motzi. It doesn't have. You have to say special bracha on this. Like you said special bracha on the Maror, even if you wash your hands and you say Amotzi. You have to say special bracha on the Pesach. It says on the Matzah, say bracha. It says, what? Listen, why are you doing a mitzvah? Asher kiddisham mitzvotav etzivanu. Hashem told me to eat the matzah. Rabbi Gamliel said, listen, before you eat, before you put it in your mouth, you have to eat 27 grams of it. You have to know this. Why are you having matzah? Not because we had matzah in Egypt. It's because after we left Egypt. After you left Egypt. After I left Egypt, look what happened. I took the leftover dough, and I put it on my shoulder, and the sun baked it. It didn't become sour. It didn't become chametz. That's why I have matzah. And if you don't have it, you did not fulfill the mitzvah. He said, I'm all confused now. I said, all my life I thought I have matzah because Hashem said to eat matzah. Because we had matzah in Egypt. Now you're telling me that I have to say, I have to have it in mind. No, by Haggadah, he quotes the sentence. Whoever, it's a Gemara, okay? But he says, this is the sentence that you have to have in mind. He says, why am I having a matzah? Why am I having matzah shmura? Why am I doing the whole thing Pesach? Matzah, 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 matzah. He says, matzah is because the dough did not rise. I said, I don't know. This is why Hashem wants me every year to have it in my mind. To remember that miracle. That's what Hashem wants me to know. That Hashem made us a miracle. This is the miracle, this is the biggest miracle in the world that you had. Hashem made a lot of miracles in the desert. Man, well, the cloud maybe of Sukkah. It's a big deal, so Hashem made miracles. There's a lot of miracles. Sumeram says Hashem flew us here, back and forth. He says, no, this Hashem wants you to know. I took you out of Egypt. You should know. You know I took you out of Egypt? Because I skipped their houses. Okay, why have to have matzah? Because when I came out of Egypt, I took the leftover dough. Who cares about leftover dough? It's Hashem baked it. Who cares about it? Maror de shanokhli mashuma. Now, somebody's going to say, why you have maror? Let me tell you what you have maror. It says, v'maror et chayim. V'maror et chayim. The Egyptians gave us a hard time to our life. Chomer v'levanim, chol avodah v'asadeh. Soil, bricks, job in the fields. Et kol avodatam, whatever they need, asher avdu ba'em b'farech. That's the sentence reads, that we have to know. So why I'm having maror? In maror because, so-called, the simple explanation, we had a hard job in Egypt. I said, every holiday, on every happy occasion, you bring back to the holiday some bad experience. What does this mean? What does it mean, you have a bad experience? What does it mean, a bad experience? This is a holiday we came out of Egypt. You want to have Maror? Okay, you want to have Maror, you should have Maror before Pesach. The night of Pesach, then you have Maror. Just, you know, when I eat the matzah, I have to have Maror. Mm-hmm. First I have matzah, then I have Maror. I said, Maror, to remember what happened in Egypt. Also, if you know the text in the Torah, the text reads like this. First statement. The Egyptians gave us a hard job, hard labor in Egypt. The Torah says the word befarech. Farech, simple explanation, means very, very hard labor. This is a sentence, what we call sentence one. Sentence two. They maru et chayim, they gave us a hard time to our life. Chomer v'levanim. Kol avodah b'shadeh, soil, bricks. Et kol avodatam, ma she'avdu b'hem befarech. Again, farech. You told me befarech before. Twice in the Torah, sentence after sentence, the Torah says the labor was befarech. Very hard, very hard. He told me before already. Sentence before said, Yavidu Mitzrayim b'bnei Yisrael b'farech. It says already. So we have to repeat it again. Chaim explained to us the secret, really, of this called Pesach Matzah Maror. You know, the Gemara says, that, you know, Arvit, after we say our custom is, in Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, they put the Siddur together. After we say in Arvit, Baruch Atah Hashem Gaal Israel, we say, Ashkivenu. Ashkivenu, Avinu Lashalom, Ashkivenu, Hashem Elokeinu Lashalom. In the morning, we don't have it. After Gaal Israel, Allah Chayit, if you say immediately, Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. You can't even wait a second. It says the Gemara, what means is, when you say Gaal Israel, it means then you enter what's called Kodesh HaKodeshim, in front of Hashem. It's like you came to a palace, you knock on the door, and when the king opened the door, you don't say nothing. See, the Gemara, before you say Hashem Satat Yifraf Yisrael Shmonesk in the morning, you can't say nothing. Baruch Hashem Gaal Israel, don't say Amen, don't say Nagdishach, don't say Baruch Hu, nothing. You can't say, you say immediately Lachash, immediately Shmonesk. It says, why? So Mech Gula Letfila. As the Gemara says, you say, Baruch Hashem Gaal Israel, it means you entered at the palace, at the door, and you knock on the door. It's called Gaal Israel. That's what you have to imagine. In Kabbalah, that's what you have to imagine. That I'm standing in Kodesh HaKodeshim upstairs, next to Hashem, and knock on the door, and it says, Baruch Atah Hashem. So you can't even pause. He says, Gaal Israel, Hashem Sotah Tiptach. This is a Yerushalmi. It's Salah Chayit Shukhan Aruch. Says the Gemara, okay, how about night? After you say Baruch Atah Hashem Gaal Israel at night, how come you say Ashkivenu? He gave me such a good lecture that has to be Gula Letfila. How come at night? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, I want you to understand what happened really in Egypt. What happened in Egypt? Hashem told us, listen, you take this sheep, you slaughter the sheep, you put the blood. He says, which side you put the blood? He says, the inside. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in the text, you know, Ra'iti et Adam, I will see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can see from inside also. I says, but the Jewish people put the blood inside. And they sat down next to the door, and they look at the blood the whole night. I says, what is this? He says, this is a warning for you. It's a warning for you. It's a warning for you. Warning for me what? Don't come outside. So when you now said the whole night, they were praying. Next to this blood. And that's why Hashem saved them. So that's what Gemara says. It says, Rabbi Yonah, Gula Arichta. It says, at night we say Gaal Israel, and then we say Ashkivenu Avinu. He says, why do you say Ashkivenu Avinu? He says, Ashkivenu Hashem Elokeinu. Why are you saying it? He says, because in Egypt, the whole night, it was at night time, not during the day, at night, we were sitting down, the redemption started, we sat down next to the blood and prayed to Hashem. Come to Rabbi Midan Lachot, he said, listen, I want to explain to you something. The night of Pesach, come Pesach, he says, what do you think? What do you think the achievement of Pesach? The Baruch Hashem? came out of Egypt. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was like Abe Lincoln, released us. We were slaves, now we're not slaves anymore. So don't think like this for a second. What it means is, says Rambam, that now you're able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you. So the whole thing of Pesach, says Rambam, in his book, is what we say in Arabic, Lecherut Olam. Lecherut Olam. It's not, you know, we will get free. You understand? Before, we couldn't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the first time that people thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole nation thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is when really they thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When? You know when? So now you read the text, you understand what the Torah says. Amartem zevach Pesach hu l'Hashem. Somebody is going to ask you, why you have Korban Pesach? Why you have Pesach? He says, Hashem skipped. Hashem skipped. Very nice. He says, because of this year Pesach, he says, Bala Gada, look, read, says the Gemara, read. He says, you children will ask you, what is all about Pesach? Until there are Pesach with Hashem. Hashem skipped on the houses. Hashem Pesach, Hashem, the Hashem Pesach skipped, Abati Yisrael and Mitzrayim. Hashem skipped on the houses. We don't call it Mitzrayim, Abati Yisrael. So this was the lecture of Moshe Rabbeinu yesterday, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So what do you think the reaction should be? Mashiach comes tomorrow morning. What's your reaction? The first reaction is, honey, take the safe with all the jewelry. We're going to Israel. Mashiach is here. Pack all the silver, get the coins, go to the bank, we're going to Israel. It's true. I don't say not to do it.
Carpets are too heavy.
But, the Torah tells you, when they had the thing for Moshe, it says in the Gemara, it says in Baal Agada, don't miss the last two words. Vayigdu vayishtachavu. When they heard from Moshe, on Rosh Chodesh, listen, in 14 days, this is what's going to be. In 14 days, you're going to take you take the sheep, you slaughter, you put the blood around, and then you're going to go out. So what's your reaction? Says the Torah, says, they're all flat on the floor. All flat on the floor. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, flat on the floor for what? For the redemption. First thing, if you say, you hear the shofar, you see Beit HaMikdash coming down, what do you say? The first thing? You say, thank you. Chelem Amnon. First thing you say, thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you can start, let's see what we have to do afterward. Let's see what we have to do, what we have to take. What you should have in the suitcase. But the first thing, says the Torah, that's what they did. Not another day for the redemption. This is 14 days before the redemption. When Moshe gave the lecture, when they heard the lecture, and said, we're going out of Egypt, thank God. But not just thank God, everybody flat on the floor. All of Israel, they're all on the floor. Al Besorat Haaretz, Al Besorat HaGeula, Al Besorat HaBanim. Baruch Hashem, I'm going to have children. Even though that child, hopefully, will do Baal Tshuva. Right now, there's some questions. The Torah says it's not Ben Chacham. Nevertheless, this what I have to do. So says Baal Agada, says the Mishnah, says Rav Gamliel, listen, I want you to know something. Comes Pesach. I says Pesach. What's Pesach? Because Hashem jumped. No. Because I was told that Hashem will jump. And you know what happened when Hashem jumped? Hashkivenu Avinu Leshalom. I prayed to Hashem the whole time. I sat next to the door and I prayed to Hashem. I says, in your mouth, huh? Pray with Hashem. When your mouth, Hashkivenu Avinu. I says, come on, Pesach, put in your mouth. But I have to do anything. You know, I take a sheep, I ride on a sheep, I have to eat it. The only time I have to eat is when? On the night of Pesach. He says, why have to eat on Pesach? Because Hashem jumped. You want to know something? I'll have a jumping rope. So the night of Pesach, I'll jump. I'll jump on the rope. What's the big deal? Jump on the rope. Hashem jump. No. I have to eat something in my mouth. What do you mouth has to do with jumping? The Americans call bungee jumping. What do you have to do with this? You don't understand. So when you want to listen, Ashkevenu Avinu Shalom. What is Ashkevenu Avinu Shalom? He says, who made Ashkevenu Avinu Shalom? We did it in Egypt. While we sat down, you know why? Not because there only 30,000 Bechorot will die. Because we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He saved us. That's the power of Pesach. That's what's called Pesach. So when he said, if you didn't have this in mind, you did not the Agadah and not Korban Pesach. Continue the Agadah. It says, Matzah shalach olim hashuma. It says, you have a matzah in your hand. It says, I'll tell you about the matzah. Let me tell you something. I says, it's not because you ate matzah in Pesach. In Egypt now. You left Egypt. So let me read you the text and you see what the Gemara says. The Gemara says like this. This is why the Agadah says, actually, we're leaving Egypt. שלא יספיק בצקם של אבותינו להחמיץ. He says, listen, he made some extra dough. Okay, so we have extra left dough, okay? Okay, we have extra dough. You know, what is supposed to do now with the dough? I mean, nothing, you know. Oh, Hashem gave me garbage. What do you do with all the food I don't like? You go to every wedding hall. You see what's going on afterwards. Garbage. Torah says, "Vegam tzeda lo asu lahem." Nobody prepared himself any, what do we call, doggy bag, food. Can you imagine? Moshe comes and tells you, "Listen, tomorrow we live in Egypt. Honey, go right now to the supermarket. We're going to the desert. Who knows when you get to Israel?" I remember when I was in Israel, a few wars. Was in Israel. They prepared, the war was coming. Egypt, Syria, there. He couldn't find nothing in the supermarket. It was a jihad on the supermarket. Everybody took everything. Can you imagine? There was no food, nothing. Here you go out to the desert, and Moshe tells you, you're leaving. So what are you supposed to do? Fill up bags. Food, children, babies. Ladies, what are you going to eat? Torah says, "Vegam tzeda lo asu lahem." Nobody took anything. Okay, that means emuna. Okay, not emuna. I don't know if you can have this thing in emuna. Go ahead. I don't know if you're allowed to have. I don't know if you're allowed to risk your family. You can for yourself. You can risk. You can't risk your wife. They said that somebody came. You know, when I was young, I said somebody came to the dentist, and then they said. Yeah, why are you here for? I said, I'm here for with my wife. He said, what is the problem? He says, I think we have to take out the wisdom tooth. So the doctor said, okay. So I says, with a shot or without a shot? Well, I know somebody that goes to the dentist, a root canal without a shot. Rav Shtinman also. Went to the dentist, they told the dentist, don't give me any shot. I don't need shot. A root canal. I can do it. I can handle it. So the doctor then said, listen, it depends. You know, with the shot, in those days it was 5 lira. Without the shot, it's 1 lira. So the guy said, okay, one. I said, $4. Okay, sit down. I said, no, it's for my wife. For his wife is one. You can be very holy on you, not on your wife. You can be on your wife. He said, you're going out of Egypt. Where is the lunchbox? Where is the food? You want to, you say emunah, okay, emunah for you. You can't have emunah on your children. You can't do this. It's a sin. You can't impose emunah on your wife. You can't impose this. Honey, believe in God. What do you mean I believe in God? Hashem told you, you're going out to Egypt, prepare lunch. No. That's not the punchline, no. He says, the Torah, let me tell you what happened. Misharotam tzuroram v'shichmam. The Torah says, you know what happened? So they have leftover dough from the dough they made yesterday. They took the dough, put it on the shoulder. They said, excuse me, what do you have on the shoulder? Where is the tuna fish? So the Gemara, chibuv mitzvah. Sherei mitzvah me'agvin taporanut. Says the Gemara, if you want to stop a gezerah, you know how you stop a gezerah, says the Gemara. Sherei mitzvah. Leftover mitzvah. Leftover mitzvah. What's leftover mitzvah? The Gemara says, you know, the mitzvah is to take a lulav, not to shake a lulav. Shake. What do you shake for? The Gemara says, it's called shiare mitzvah. This is something that you're not obligated, but you show how much you love the mitzvah. There's a Gemara in Yerushalayim, everybody was holding the lulav, the whole day didn't put the lulav down. I love it. Kiss the lulav. Kiss the tefillin. He says, that's called shiare mitzvah. This is the Gemara that stops tragedies. Me'akmin tapu hanut. He said, Torah, tell a little story. You know what? They came out of Egypt. He says, no lunch. He says, what do you have? He says, I took the leftover dough. He says, leftover dough? And they put it on the shoulder. On the shoulder, walking with the dough. He said, what is this? He said, listen, I made yesterday dough to do matzah. He said, it's a mitzvah. I was a mitzvah to do matzah, huh? So I made dough. This is the leftover from the mitzvah. Here, I have it here. He says, that dough, says the Torah. Now you understand. The Gemara says, you know, 30 days after we left Egypt, everybody had enough food. 30 days. They ate a piece in the morning, a piece in the afternoon. They would go shopping. Nothing got sour. Nothing got bad. Nothing. Nothing. I said, what was in the mind of the people? I didn't think anything. I only thought one thing. I thought about Shiarei Mitzvah. Leftover Mitzvah. Matzazush Hanochim. Says Rabban Gamliel, listen. Don't make a mistake on Pesach. He says, why are you having matzah? Oh, with matzah paid. $25 a pound. In Israel, it's $23 a pound. Ashgacha, Badas, Avlando, Sheret Israel. So listen, if you don't have this in mind, says Rabban Gamliel, you did not fill the mitzvah of matzah. Not the Haggadah, neither the mitzvah of matzah. So what do you have to have in mind? I ate matzah is because in the morning we left Egypt, I took dough, and I put dough on my shoulder, and the dough did not rise. Hashem made a miracle. The sun baked it right away. So big deal. So for this, Hashem wants me to eat matzah for the rest of the generation. No, the Gemara says, read the last word of the sentence. They did not prepare any lunch to go out. And what did they take? The Torah says, Al Shechmam. Mishautam, so Simnotam Al Shechmam. They put the leftover dough to show how much I love mitzvot. Aha! That's how Hashem gave us your matzah. To show that you came out of Egypt is not just the physical thing, it's not materialistic. It says, Mashiach is coming, honey, take your jewelry. No, no. Honey, take the Torah. Take a mitzvah with you. No, Yemenite people, such holy people, a little bit, they used to be very naive. Ben Gurion, Zchuto Yagen Alav. It says all these people, the Imkar, they came to Yemen to convince the Jews to leave Yemen. And the Yemenites were very, very rich. The Yemenites left Israel in the time of Shlomo HaMelech. There was no Holocaust over there, nothing. Very rich people. So they said they're going to Eretz Israel. They picked up the gold, boxes of gold, real gold. Not 7% gold. They came to the airport. They told them over there, the airplane will fall down, so much gold. Everyone will not be able to take off so much gold. Leave the gold here, what do you need the gold for? He said, okay, so let me not get take the gold. But you know what we're going to take? A plant of etrog. Let's talk about what you said. The etrogim from Yemen must be probably the best no fake inside. Because those people decided to live down in Eden, in Yemen, all the gold, but every Yemenite go on the plane is a plant, small thing. Etrog, I have etrog. Come to Eretz Israel, I'm going to have etrog in Eretz Israel. We love him, Elarish. They don't have etrog in Elarish. He says, how do you know to do these things? How do you get these genes inside you? Says the Torah. When we left Egypt, think, what we took? Leftover dough saved us 30 days. The secret, why after 30 days, no more man. But can you imagine? Happened, you know, millions of people, everyone has enough food, and one day, everybody finished the food. Can you imagine? Simultaneously, all the people finished. So what did you have yesterday? 2 days ago, 3 days ago, said everybody, I heard from the leftover dough. One scrum. And it grew and grew and grew. 30 days later, finished. Where's my dough? No, finished. Everybody in the same moment. But until that moment, matzah zu shanu ochlim. So I'm going to that's the kavana on the matzah. Maror zu shanu ochlim. The Egyptian gave us a hard time. So for this, the light of Pesach have to do it. Listen, on the night of Pesach, you have to think of Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is Pesach. That's what happened. Make the Bishtachavu. Night of Pesach, after the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I love the mitzvot. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us some mitzvot. That's the Gaon Mivilna said on night of Pesach, we have 60 mitzvot. Because we loved it. Now we have Maror. Tell you why Maror. The Egyptians gave us such a hard time. Yeah, such a hard time. We didn't say Bnei Israel Befarech. Parech. It's the same thing before also said Befarech. You know, in the letter said that we have two things similar. That actually can be the same if you don't have. It's called Karpas and Maror. You want the ring. You want the ring. Why do you have to take first a vegetable and dip it in salt water? And it says, what is this Karpas? Karpas, it says that the word Karpas is Parech 60. It says Parech, said Torah, says hard labor. Okay? So, why have to have it now? To remember what? What do you have to remember now? What do you have to remember now? It's a vegetable. It's a vegetable. So, you can have Maror anyway. Soon you can have Maror anyway. You can have Maror. He says, why do you have Maror? He says, the Torah, Maror? And Maror would say something in Israel before. And Maror would say, when Maror would say, the Egyptians gave us our time. It says, Maror is Parech. We have two things. It says in the Torah, two times Parech. First in the Torah, we have given some of Befarech. The Egyptians gave us our time. Befarech. The Torah continued. Maror is Chaim. Again, Befarech. Why two? This is one Karpas, one Maror. What's the difference Karpas and Maror? This is the Gemara. It's the Gemara. The Gemara says, the first Parech means Perach. It means the Egyptians tempted us to go to job. Why don't you take a job? Take a job. I don't want to take a job, I'm retired. But you do the whole day. Anyway, I learn Torah, I speak to people. Why don't you get a job? Get a job. The Paro came and says, listen, you know, we have to build the pyramids. Who wants to help me? This is the Gemara. Paro took a brick, hang a brick on his chest, and all the Jewish people with a good heart said, well, Paro said, you know, it was so nice to us. They let us to immigration. There was no Irish people in immigration. They all let us to Egypt. So let's help Paro. They all help Paro. The next day, everybody became a slave. Started with the so-called soft tongue. It's called Perach, the first Parach. Second Parach, says the Gemara, no Parach is. Mefarechet et aguf. Says the Gemara, working hard, labor. Break your body to pieces. So you have Karpas. The first time it's open, when you open the cell, you have Karpas. Says, listen, just have to know. The whole thing started. Power was nice to us, so cold, and you fell in the trap. Be careful. Don't fall in the trap. Don't look for a job. You have enough. When you have to go look for a job, you have to get retired to learn. I'm sorry, you have to sit down and learn over there. This started. The second thing, you know what Hashem did? He said, you read the Torah. He says, What happened? I tell you what happened. He says, they gave us such a hard time. That our body was broken. So he comes to Torah and says, listen, what happened? He started to scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem said, the Gemara said, Hashem told the angels, listen, they scream so much, you have to listen. He says to Haggadah, says the Gemara, listen, the whole door of Ador, every generation, Chayav Adam, a person obligated to feel like he came out of Egypt. He can feel like he came out of Egypt. It's beyond imagination. You can imagine what happened in the Holocaust. You can imagine what happened in Egypt. But the Gemara means something else. That you have to feel that you came out. What do you mean feel that came out? Listen, it's Pesach Matzah Maror. That's what you came out. You came out because you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ramat Kol Chirut Olam. I came out of Egypt. Why? Because I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped on the houses. Because we said, Ashkevenu Avinu, because we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As I put it in my mouth. And then I have Matzah. Because you know what? I didn't want to throw it in the garbage. This is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to make matzah. So when I left Egypt, when I worry about the leftover mitzvah, of course I love mitzvah, but I love even leftover mitzvah. I said, like, well, leftover mitzvah, here, this is the matzah. Look what happened to you. This is what I did to you. That dough that you took was sufficient for 60 days. This is what the Gemara says, Bepesach Nidim Al HaTvuah. The Gemara says, in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, you know, yesterday was Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Al Galim. The Gemara says, you know, Pesach Nidim Al HaTvuah. That's why we have Omer. Hashem decides on Pesach how much food we're going to have. How much food? I don't know if you saw this, it's very strange this year. Because America doesn't stop the rain and the snow. In Israel, nothing. Nothing. The first snowstorm because of Shalom Cohen. Moshe Shabbat Porat Yosef said from his mouth, he said, this government, they know what they're doing. Hashem can give one big storm, shut the country. I had it on the video. And Hashem listened to Rav Shalom Cohen, made a snowstorm. After that first snowstorm, there was no rain, zero rain. A few weeks ago, Rav Steinman called up Rav Krimelovsky. This is the head guy that does mikvot in Eretz Israel. He told him, listen, in 1 week it's going to be a big rain in Eretz Israel. The weatherman didn't know it yet, but Rav Steinman knew it. Rav Krimelovsky called him from Israel because we donate money to him, a lot of money. I said, Rav Steinman told me, listen, in Israel the rain is only in the wintertime. You have to fill up the borot, the otzarot, with water for the mikvaot. They build mikvaot all over the kibbutzim. So Rav Steinman told me, it's going to be another rain. But you know where the rain is going to be? Because we have to fill the mikvaot. After this one, again, no rain. And in America, endless. Endless. In America, endless. This winter. The Gemara says like this. Tell you what the Gemara says. Gemara says Hashem decides on Hoshana Rabbah, on Sukkot, how much rain is going to be. Hashem decides how much rain is going to be. Hashem does not designate the places. Hashem decides how much water is going to be. That's it. How much rain? Says the Gemara, let's see. If people behave, then even though Hashem decided X amount of rain to come down, Hashem moves the rain. And the rain is going to be in the places that people live, not on the ocean, not in the desert. Says the Gemara, Chas v'Shalom, the opposite. You have a new government in Israel. Every day, new Gezerah. You know what Hashem said? The Gemara said, Hashem takes all the water, move it away. The Gemara says, people, Chachamim, used to stand up and used to see clouds of rain going in Eretz Israel, and they go toward Jordan. The Chachamim used to say, cloud, stop, we need rain, cloud, stop. The whole Masechet is full, there's no rain. The Gemara says, the rain comes from Hashem. And if you don't behave, Hashem takes the water. Now Hashem on the Shana Rabbah decided how much water to have. But if you don't behave, Hashem just moves the rain. It's in America, I'm in America 40 years, I don't remember such winter. There was so much water and rain, snow, rain. In Israel, drought. What happened? Nothing. Hashem moves it. That's the Gemara says, Hashem moves it. That says, Hashem moves. It says, Munayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you have to know that this is really the purpose. Chayav Adam Ot Atzmo, it says, you know, the night of Pesach comes. So the Gemara says, you have to feel that you came out of Egypt. When I came out of Egypt, I don't feel it. No, you have to feel what is the reason that Hashem took you out of Egypt. How Hashem took you out of Egypt. It says, Pesach, Matzah Maor, that's what the Gemara says. That's what you have to have in mind, those three. It says, Hashem took me. Every dish because I thank Hashem. Hashem took me out of Egypt because I see Ashkevin Avinu L'Shalom Zed Rabbeinu Yonah. That's why Hashem took me. Because I said with my mouth. Says, Pesach is the only time that Hashem said you have to have something in your mouth. Maror zeh shanu ochlim, why you eat Maror? Because the Egyptian gave you a hard time. So what? So what it has to do, put it in your mouth? Put it in your nose. Take Maror, stick it in your nose. What Maror has to do with putting in your mouth? Because Maror means the Egyptian broke our body. Farech, says the Gemara, the second Farech is the Egyptian broke our body. And that what happened, started to scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you put them all in your mouth. To remind you, not to Pesach, you got to scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Mashiach Merabe Minami.
Amen. Amen.